You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Don't forget to download the Odyssey app. You can hear literally what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm. You can hear us. You can stream us on demand, live. BJ and Jamie in the morning.
Old episodes.
New ones that will be up later today.
AUDACY.
Okay. Are we making him? Are we gonna make him sing?
Yeah, that's the whole point.
T-Hack has this affinity for jingles. You're the one. You're the one who spearheads this. Anytime we do,
I love them. Yeah, they get stuck in my head. I think they're genius. I think because a lot of them, I imagine like the pitch meeting for it, and it sounds like this would never work, and then it always works.
I'm a person who thinks jingles are stupid. I think,
you also think I'm stupid.
I don't.
That tracks.
Here's the thing. I think they're dumb and pointless because, like, people are just, if you want somebody to remember your phone number, you don't have to sing it or whatever. But then I know all the jingles. So you can't, I can't have it both ways. I can't go, jingles are stupid and ineffective. Don't waste your money on a stupid jingle. But then it's like, 800-588.
2-300
Empire
today.
That
yeah
she can't say it's stupid because it's in my head. I know. He's like, do you know the number of any hardwood floor companies? Like, of course. Yeah, I actually do. 800-588-2300. Like,
Empire.
I know their number. That's
it's brilliant. I've seen it before on like a park bench or something where they have the ad space and ad, it just says, you just looked.
Yes,
it's and you're like, oh, I guess I should buy an ad.
Yeah.
I'm not selling anything,
so
but I'll buy it.
If you see my face on benches across Denver, I got suckered into it.
Like,
it works, I guess.
You guys, I've been thinking lately about getting some trees, but I just don't know. Like, I want to buy trees and just plant them in my backyard, but I don't know how to get to anywhere where there are trees. Do you guys know how to get?
I do, yeah.
How?
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the tree farm.
They work.
They do work.
Okay, so there's one on this list, though, that I don't know what it is.
Okay.
And Slacker, I think you might be the only one that knows, and I'm not trying to make that as like...
That I'm old and I'm infirmed?
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. It's Alka-Seltzer.
Oh. I've heard the what a relief it is, but not the plop, plop, fizz,
I don't think
fizz.
They do that anymore. Do they even advertise Alka-Seltzer anymore?
I have not seen one, no.
Do you know how good Alka-Seltzer is?
What do you mean good?
Okay, now I'm bringing it back to the age thing.
No, it like... When I have like the flu or something, one of the sick things, like you get a cold or whatever, those things, like the effervescent bubbles or whatever, like you, and then they, a little bromide tablets, and then you do it and it gets a little foamy weirdness on it or whatever.
Mm.
It kicks the butt of being sick.
Interesting.
It's like giving you like emergency and like Tamiflu. It's like combining a bunch of medicines all in once. I love Alka-Seltzer.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever had it. I think I've only, you put in like, is that what you put in a Coke bottle? No, that's Mentos. Never mind.
Could we be farther off track right now? No, but I forgot they had a jingle. See, that's the thing. Like now, like if I did this, you're not going to know it. Like.
Try me.
No, because it's too old and you don't drink. But like, how's it go? Here's to good friends. Tonight is kind of special. The beer will pour. Must be something more somehow. Tonight.
This is a song, not a jingle.
No, it's Let It Be Low and Brow. And then it's like, and then there's just people drinking Low and Brow beer. It's like, no.
Oh, I didn't know that one, no.
Are there any beers that do have jingles that you remember? Do beers have jingles?
No.
Because like Bud just does all the wazah and like
Well, and there's the Clydesdales.
That's not a jingle.
Exactly.
Somebody's got a jingle. All right, here's the deal. If you want to sing, we just want, that's what you want. I want to clarify what T-Hack wants.
I want people to sing, yeah.
What's the jingle that is stuck in your head? 303-222-5423. If you're singing a verse, you can always text us.
I have a structured settlement, but I need cash now. Call J.G. Wentworth, 877 cash now.
God, I didn't think I knew. I don't know the verse. I didn't know that first part.
Yeah, there's another one with an annuity. Yeah.
I only have heard the call J.G. Do the front of it again.
I have a structured settlement, but I need cash now.
That's so stupid.
Call JG.
Okay.
Cha-cha-cha-chia.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have one?
No, I always wanted one. And my mom always said that Justin Timberlake looked like a chia pet when he had the like.
Oh, that's stupid.
The little haircut.
Yeah, 100%. Aaron, you haven't sang for us, really?
Meow, 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 meow.
Are you old enough to know what that is?
Meow mix. Absolutely.
What? Really?
Yeah.
That feels like my childhood, though.
Really?
Yes. I didn't think that was still around for you.
Oh, mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
All right. Go again.
Let's see. I'm a big kid now.
Okay. I always Anyone? Get mm-hmm. what? I always get that one confused with
Toys R Us.
No, I think it's pull-ups.
It's yeah.
I'm a big kid.
Huggies.
What's
Huggies pull-ups? Yeah.
What's
Toys R Us? Is like, I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. Yeah.
Play with.
There's okay. There's another one that I don't necessarily know because there's two for this one.
Okay.
Hold on. Where's? I don't remember. I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener. How does that one go?
I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Oh,
that is what I truly want to be. Because if I was an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
Okay. I didn't remember that one off the top of my head. I knew the other one, though.
I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't remember it. But as soon as you said it, it just clicked. Thing about a jingle.
Ooh. Yeah.
Is the second it just gets started in your head, it just like falls out of your throat.
Clap on. Clap off.
The clapper.
Yep, you're listening to three grown humans singing jingles, and if you want to jump in...
Yeah, I'm a big kid now.
We want to hear your jingles, too.
I am stuck on Band-Aid brands because Band-Aids stick on me.
Did you hear how I was wrapping it up?
Yeah, mm-hmm. All right. But I wanted to throw that one in there.
Nationwide is on your side. Oh, my God! Leave some for them!
Okay. All right.
If you want to sing a jingle to us, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so we've been singing, and it's your turn.
Mm-hmm.
Tia, can you tell me, like, you're such a strange person. Because there are certain things that give you, like, this immense pleasure. You love it when we do. There's a few phone topics we got to do that are just for him. One of them is mundane celebrity encounters.
Oh,
yeah, the mundane ones.
Like, it's not like Tom Cruise and I went and had like 12 six packs. It's like, no, you just walk by and he's like, what time is it?
Yeah.
Like, you like that.
And so I told him, I love it.
Okay, but what do you like about this so much?
I have always really liked brands and I like the jingles. I like it. I don't know. I love infomercials. I love jingles. I love all that stuff that you're probably not supposed to love.
Okay. That's right. You watch QVC on purpose.
Mm-hmm. I do, yeah.
While sober.
Almost every night.
You wow. still do?
Yeah, I check in. Gotta see. Yeah.
Do you know that other radio shows? I know. I swear to God we're going to get your calls about your jingles. But like, there are other radio shows and I've always wanted to do this. Like, you just go, call in now with your favorite jingle and they call in. And then we pick a winner and we go, okay, turn on QVC and whatever's on, we call right then and we buy it.
Oh, I would love that.
That'd be fun.
But it's like, it could
be fun.
Yeah, we can use my account.
But here's the thing. What if it's one of those ones where it's like, you get 47 katana swords and blah, 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 and it's one of the like $400 ones? Because they don't just all sell cheap crap.
Oh, no. They sell some good stuff. Yeah, vacuums. A lot of vacuums.
Okay.
A lot of... Yeah.
All right, well...
And they do the demonstrations. It's awesome.
Back to this. Okay. We're doing jingles. What's your favorite jingle? Tyler?
Yai.
What's your jingle?
It's an old one, but one day, one night, Saturday's all right, online's just fine. Night time, any time, get your degree, set yourself free, National American University.
That's it.
Aaron and I are going like, I know it, but I don't oh my God. Online.
That
that's so dumb.
It reminds me of, there was another like online school one, something connections.
Get connected for free. It's education connection.
Yeah, there you go.
I've never heard that before. That's the name of the place.
Yeah,
education connection.
She's like a server. She's like working as a waitress, and and she's got.
Oh, yeah. it's a whole thing.
Yeah, there was clearly a vibe, and you guys both did a shoulder shimmy while you were doing it. That was a lot. Thank you, Tyler. That was lovely. Lisa.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your jingle?
Oh, I'm on. Yay.
Yay. Oh, yeah. This is going well. These are your people, Hack. This is what you know.
All right.
Let's hear it, Lisa.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R.
Oh!
Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say... Because Oscar Mayer has a way with
B-O-L-O-G-N-A. Yeah.
Beautiful,
classic,
Lisa.
Classic.
Okay. Did you see how many phone lines just hung up? Because everyone and their dog, that's the main jingle, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the Oscar Mayer. Yeah. I heard it like 8 times.
You did?
Yeah, back there, yeah.
Oh, you're okay. Antonio.
Yay.
What's your jingle?
So it might be a little problematic, but I get jingles stuck in my head all the time, and this one has just been nonstop for me.
Okay.
So I'm just going ahead and do it.
Yeah.
I have type 2 diabetes, but I manage it well. It's a little pill with a big story to tell. I take once daily audience at each day start. I went on, it was easy to see. I'm lowering my A1C.
I heard that part! The first part I didn't know was like lowering my A1C. Oh my god, I have heard that. Jardiance? Is that the thing?
Yes.
I have type 2 diabetes, but I manage it well.
Oh my god, Hack is like so happy. What do you know? Thank you, Antonio. You know what we're missing? Could be a concert tour. Like somebody could like throw
a jingle concert tour.
Yes. Like you just become the jingle band and you go out and like. Because you know it's a rock star's dream to write a hit, and you go out, it's like, oh, we're halfway there, and everybody's like, oh! But like, if you just did jingles,
everyone would sing,
and everyone's like, yeah, the Jordan song! Woo! Everybody's got their phones out, pumping insulin. Okay, Scott.
We finally got to see him live.
Scott.
Yay.
Give us your jingle.
I told T-Hack another one, but then I came up with something better because the other one seems like it's too hard to explain. So,
okay.
I'm going to sing it out for you. From the land of sky blue waters.
Remember this.
Hams is so refreshing. Hams is so refreshing.
I do. That's Hams beer.
Yeah. That was my grandpa's favorite beer.
Hams?
Yeah. We poured some into his, like when they lowered his casket in.
You
we
did?
All did. Yeah.
Oh. What was your first?
I didn't know they had a jingle.
What was your first one going to be?
So you may remember this. It's Rainier Beer. You got a photo. You got a video shot of a mountain road from like the hills.
Yeah, it wasn't even a jingle. It's just a motor.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a motor. There was somebody actually just going, Rainier Beer.
Oh, my God.
You're just doing the like, it's like shifting gears and it's like going down the road.
That's cool.
Clever.
I like that one.
Yeah, the whole time the motorcycle is turning that curve and going through the shop.
Yeah, you just get one type of jingle stuck in your head, Scott. Seems like maybe you have a bit of an alcohol issue. Callie.
Yay.
What's your jingle?
O'Reilly! Auto parts.
Crush the ending.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Thank you.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
All right, it's time for news or nope. We tell you stories and then
newsy stories.
Yeah, and
even.
Then you go, nope, this is dumb. It's supposed to be my job to do that, but
news.
No news.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
Sorry, guys. Okay. Bye.
News or Nope.
Yes.
If you really love News or Nope, all of them are on the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Keep going back there. And
yeah.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Today's a big day for... Oh, I'm so sorry. Good evening.
Good
Welcome
evening.
To the program.
Welcome.
I'm just so excited. Today is a really big day for the Slacker Show. We get to celebrate someone very special.
I know, I know what you're doing.
Without this person, we would literally not have a show.
I know what you're doing.
So please join me in wishing a happy birthday
exactly. It's gonna be...
to Rocky, the Nuggets mascot.
We Incredible. Love you, Rocky.
We love him. He is the best mascot in the country. I mean, the shows that he puts on at Nuggets games, absolutely insane.
You know it's not the same Rocky anymore.
It's a son, right?
I don't think it is.
Really?
Oh, we should look it up, but like
out of the
Rocky
business?
That has been in there. Have I ever told you my Rocky story? If I have,
yeah.
Forgive me. Which story did I tell you?
The one where you guys did an event together, Rocky disappeared and he came back and was like,
as
pleasure.
The guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Did I tell you?
Off.
Did I tell
as
you?
The guy.
As just, no, he just came back as like a person. And he was like, a pleasure working with you. And I'm like, when have we
Who
ever
are
worked
you?
Together? And I was like, but now he's on the news. He's been on the news lately going like, hey, like it's me. So I think he's out. I think it's a new guy. And he's not as cool as...
He's still great.
Yeah,
but
yeah. That dude was a daredevil psychopath.
Yeah.
Like climbing up the sides.
He's gone
of,
from the top to the bottom of Ball Arena unassisted.
Who was the one that passed out?
Him.
That was him?
Yeah, they were lowering him down during the playoffs or whatever.
Yeah.
And the harness was too tight and he was out cold, but no one knew because he's got the head on.
Right.
And they just lowered down a lifeless kitty.
Yeah.
And it's like,
terrible.
This is...
Okay.
Oh,
well,
no.
Eight more lives. he was okay, though. Thank you.
Right. I do have some fun facts about Rocky. He made his NBA debut on December 15th of 1990.
Wow.
He was born in the Rocky Mountains.
Uh-huh.
He's 5'10", 154 pounds. His
it
tail,
really is his birthday today?
It is. His tail is 3
Rocky
feet long.
Or the guy?
Rocky. It said Rocky.
Okay, so the Rocky mascot's birthday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's when they put the last stitch in the costume,
and then he's
I think.
Like, yeah.
He's
like,
yeah.
Okay. You guys, we can do it. Just say it. It's also, a very important birthday.
I'm sorry, what?
Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Let's go! Poker face, poker face.
Which 39. Are the lyrics.
Is she 39?
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. Looks great.
Yep, she does.
It's also Slacker's birthday.
No,
happy birthday!
Nope.
Yeah.
Also 39-ish.
Suck it.
He's also 5'10".
I'm closer to 5'10" now that I've done the chiropractor thing.
Yeah.
Again? Okay, sorry. Just can we move on? I hate this part.
Good evening. More on Slacker's birthday.
Okay. There you go. You're a smart kid. You know I wasn't serious about the thing. Yeah.
Good evening. Megan Fox has welcomed her first child with her ex Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
Now, this has been, they've been in the news a lot because they were together and had vials of each other's blood and stuff. They were
the
so in love.
The rings that had like thorns in them so you couldn't take them out
mm-hmm.
or
they
off.
Did?
Yeah, they had like pokies going one so side.
Yeah,
or one
but
leg.
Then they broke up. He apparently was not faithful to her. They broke up. They were in Colorado. I think she was in Aspen when it
yeah.
happened.
That's right. She bounced. He bounced. Somebody bounced.
He left. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy always has to leave.
Why?
I think that's the rule. Well, I think he was cheating.
Yeah, but then you stay in the hotel room.
I don't know.
Where the magic happened. And but then the ex-husband got involved.
He did, because apparently like Machine Gun Kelly was trying to get a hold of Megan, and then he was texting her ex-husband like, hey, has she gone into labor yet? And he's like, it's just a bad situation.
Wow.
Yeah. But thankfully, the baby's born and healthy and all that.
But do we know that, does he get to see the baby or no? How does that work?
I would assume so.
I mean, I would assume, yeah. I mean, he's still the father.
And I know, but if you screwed up.
Yeah, but there's still no legal, what is that called?
Separation?
Or,
were they married?
I don't think, they were,
no.
Because they were engaged and then called off the engagement. Oh. But there's no, when you like file, like you can't be within 60 feet of me.
Oh, restraining
Thank
order?
Thank you.
Mm.
Listen.
I'm here for the hard words.
You have like seven of them,
right?
All right,
yeah. I'm sorry. I know it's radio, but if you could see the look I just gave Aaron. I have zero restraining orders. I'm a good boy.
Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening.
There's a new trend called loyalty tests. Speaking of cheating partners, you apparently hire someone to like go onto social media or like basically try
this
to
isn't
bait
new.
Your. But you can get like paid to do it.
Oh my God! So is this your resignation? Fiery redhead looking to bone your man. Like that's really what you do. They pretend to like want to have relations with
and
you.
Like try to slide into the DMs and.
Okay.
Which is anyone falling for that? I feel like
I
would
know.
Just instantly be like, this is a setup. No one.
We have no mutuals. Yeah. Like
I've gone 30 plus years of no one ever showing interest in me. And all of a sudden I've got 3 inboxes about.
Exactly.
Hey, want to hook up?
That's exactly what happened to me. I thought it was a loyalty test. I used to do a DJ gig, like not your kind of DJ. I stood next to the DJ at a bar.
Okay.
And I was, you know,
I stand like next to my equipment.
That's... Yeah. I was just like, yeah, everybody. Yeah, T-Hack would hate me at the club with him because he's like, put your hands in the air!
You're stomping my mix!
But here's what happened. Like, and I was dating somebody and she was kind of suspicious.
Mm.
And two chicks came up to me and started like kissing my, like two. One, two. Mm. And we're like, we're staying here. We have a hotel room and the whole thing. And I was like, because it was exactly what you're describing.
Yeah.
Like, there is no way that I've gone my whole life that nobody thinks I'm cool, and now two of you want to do it at the same time, and I don't know either one of you. Like,
yeah,
it was
I'm not
a
buying
test.
It.
I passed.
You nice. Did.
But if it was real, I'm so sad. That was my shot.
You still don't know whether
how would
or not.
I know? No. I mean, if you did a loyalty test, would you tell your man?
No, but how did she react or like interact with you afterwards?
My ex?
Yeah.
She was fine. She didn't act like, yay.
I mean, she wasn't like extra cuddly or like extra.
No.
Oh.
So that's when I was real sad. I got home. I was like, oh, son of a. Because it might have been real. Or the other thing in my head was like, if I go, there's probably like 8 frat guys waiting behind the hotel room door.
Yeah.
It's either my girlfriend or it's just a bunch of dudes like, let's beat up that long hair guy. And so
yeah.
I didn't go.
Yeah. We were really hoping you'd fall for it. I was in the group. Me and 7 boys. Good evening.
Good evening.
IMAX, step aside. You're no longer the best screen around as a competition is now coming. 65 theaters are opening up AMC across the country with Screen X and 4DX capabilities.
4D?
4DX.
4D means like there's...
The chairs? Like the whole...
Something else moves.
Yes. Yeah. So it includes 40 4DX auditoriums and 25 Screen X locations. So IMAX... Old news. But is anyone going to go to the theater?
No, I like, okay, so I do go to the theaters currently. Love them. I would not see a 4D thing.
Why?
Because the last time I did was at Disneyland in the Tree of Life, and it was A Bug's Life. And
I've done that one too, yeah.
Oh my God, it was terrifying. My brother and I literally
terrifying?
Had it was so scary.
It's cucumber,
they had, no,
but it's
no, they had bees stinging you in the seats, and then they would like spray, they would mist. We literally we cried and had to run out.
How old were you?
I think I was like 4. Haven't been back since.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Every Friday, we surprise Erin with a feature we've been doing for a while now, and she forgets.
Sometimes
every Friday.
I do, because I forget that it's Friday in general, because I think Fridays...
Oh my God, I live for today.
I think they're my least favorite days, honestly.
Who doesn't?
Hmm?
Yeah.
What? Why?
It's Feel Good Friday. Yeah. That means we tell happy stories. Instead of the usual Slacker Show, we find stories of good news. Now, are we springing it on you today, Erin? Have you had time to find a story? Do you want to go first? Do you want to go second? You want to go last?
Last time we all fought over a story. So.
And so this time nobody knows who's got what.
Yeah. So I will go first.
Okay.
In surveillance video from a North Carolina school.
Nope, can't do this one.
A 9-year-old boy stepped in to save his friend from choking using the Heimlich maneuver.
Okay.
He said that he learned this classic life-saving technique for clearing the airways by watching YouTube, showing that maybe a little screen time isn't all that bad.
So YouTube can save a life.
Yes. Shout out to Jason Branch, who nonchalantly saved the life of his 7-year-old friend, Darren.
Can I do a tangent that's not going to count as my story?
Correct. Go ahead.
The story that you referred to that we all fought over last week.
Mr. Bridger. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The family, the mom reached out to us.
Yeah. They're in Colorado. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we knew it was a Colorado story. We all came in and was like, all right, it's Feel Good Friday. I'm going to do the Colorado story. And he's like, I'm doing a Colorado. Who's doing the kid who crawled through the dark to save his grandma? We all wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Who got to do it? You got to do it.
Yeah. Well, I had pulled the audio clip, so.
Anyway, thank you to the family for reaching out.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm more impressed that that kid knew how to search Heimlich, how to spell it right, to look it up.
I think he just saw the video.
Side note, pro tip, learn how to do the Heimlich on yourself.
You just fling yourself onto a chair or something?
Yeah. I mean, there's more details than that, but that's like the cliff notes.
Yeah, I do that every night when I get home.
All right. Are you going to go? Or am
sure, I'll go.
Is your story from Pennsylvania?
I don't believe so.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
My story is about a woman named Tina Crawford. It was back in 2014 when her 35-year-old son, Ira Hopkins, was tragically gunned down. There was a robbery that went wrong, and he was killed in that robbery. So some guys went to jail because of that robbery. One of them was, let's see, an 18-year-old, Jair, who was sentenced to 20 years in prison. Upon realizing he went to jail, Tina learned more about Jair, learned that he had lost his father when he was young, his mother as well, some other family members, turned to selling drugs, turned to this life of crime, and got involved in a robbery of a random person, which ended up being her son. That went wrong.
Mm.
She wrote a letter to Jair, who was in prison at the time, and the two became very close despite his role in her son's death. When he was up for parole, Tina spoke at his parole and said he made a mistake, but he's turned his life around. She helped him get his high school education, an associate's degree while in prison. Now he's out, and he helps her run a nonprofit. I'm trying to find the name of it. It's named after her son, the Ira Foundation, to help kids and at-risk teens. So a good story of where she could have chosen anger,
the revenge
the spite, all of that. She chose forgiveness instead and has changed a couple lives.
Wow. That gave me chills.
Mm-hmm.
When you found this story, did you cry?
I did. Yeah. I did. I always cry when I read them the first time.
That's really good.
Thanks.
Okay. I'm trying to choose between an old lady and a dog. I'm going to go old lady. Okay. There is an 81-year-old woman named Betty, who's a server at the Eaton Park Diner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I think I saw a TikTok about her last night.
I bet you did. So a customer came in. This woman can barely walk.
It was her. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's shuffling. Mm-hmm. She's 81 years old, but she's a server because Social Security's not doing it. She doesn't have enough money. She's like way behind on bills. Like she gets like $900 a month, but then her bills are like, so she has to be a server at this restaurant. This woman films her on TikTok and says, we got to get this 81-year-old woman. Mm-hmm. We need to help her out. So they put up, the woman I think believed she needed somewhere in the range of like $25,000 to put herself in a better financial situation and potentially quit this job.
Mm-hmm.
So you saw it last night.
Mm-hmm.
I think it kind of went viral a little bit.
For sure it did.
They have reached their $25,000 goal. This woman will be able to retire.
Awesome.
In fact, as of this moment, there is $262,000 waiting.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
The GoFundMe is still active. So go do something great.
Yeah.
I almost went on that one.
Come on, you can do it.
Feel Good Friday.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We have a huge holiday coming up. Huge.
Huge.
Huge. It's on 4/1. Does everybody know what the holiday is?
Mm-hmm. April Fool's Day.
No, it's Aaron's birthday. Yay! Yeah! It's Aaron's birthday. Yeah. No, it's April Fool's Day. You're right. It is also Aaron's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. The way people listen to the radio I'm going to give people inside baseball knowledge. If you're listening to the radio, if you're that, who's our buddy who's a truck driver who texts us all the time?
Oh, I don't know if he said his name. We have. Thank you. Yeah, he listens all the time.
He listens from the beginning of the show till the end. It's like awesome. But most people, like, you're picking your kids up at school, so you hear us at 3 something, or mm-hmm. you're like leaving work and you hear us at 4 something, yeah. or 5 something, or whatever, and you listen just for your commute or whatever. So there's like small periods of time where you hear the show.
Mm-hmm.
If you miss anything, you can always go to the Odyssey app,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
and listen to previous shows or listen to the whole show. TX mm-hmm. puts up like the whole show, like no commercials, just like, well, there, I guess they put a little bit, but not the same amount.
Right. But just all us, all that. Yeah. Yeah. AUDACY is the Odyssey app.
All right. So, the reason I'm bringing this up is sometimes radio shows do April Fool's pranks.
Yes.
We can talk about that right now because if you're listening right now, we could do it at a different time, like on April Fool's Day, and you could be in on the prank. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I understand.
Like, you could be part of the planning committee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We could literally talk about doing a prank and only the people listening right now would do it. And if we did it like earlier or later than right now, no one would know because you're probably not listening at both times. Truck driver guy, you're just gonna have to be quiet and not tell everybody.
We love you for listening front to back, but most people don't. They have the routine and all that. So
should we do it or not is the question. Because Aaron was saying there's no good pranks left.
I don't know the last time I've heard of a good prank.
But like, we've done on this show in the past, or as a radio station, a long time ago, we like announced for days coming up, something big is coming. And then we flipped the format. We called it Big 105.9. It was all country.
But it's like,
that's only funny for a minute.
Yeah. Because I think off air, we had talked about maybe doing something similar, but doing like Divorce Dad Rock, Creed, Hinder, Seether.
You wanted to do that because
really
you went to the Hinder show and you're like, rock on! But no, I don't think that's...
It was less of a prank and more of a strategy shift in Aaron. She's just like, you know what? We should be playing this.
We should.
There was another plan to have a huge birthday bash for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then just not do it. So it's really just a joke on you.
But the thing is, I'm not caring to do anything anyway. So
I know, but
it wouldn't be
said,
as big of a letdown as
No. But we were
you
gonna
want
do,
it to be.
We were gonna do like Hinder's coming in. We were gonna do like your dream day. Taylor Swift is gonna call. You know what I mean? We were just gonna
I wouldn't
do
believe
all these,
any of that.
Hinder again.
Hinder's back.
A little easier Taylor to get Swift. Than Taylor, but
yes. I mean, but like, and then we just don't pay it off. But it just felt cruel to do it to you.
Yeah, on your birthday. And what is that like, having your birthday on? Is it just a nightmare or do you like
it's
it?
It's gotta be.
Growing up, I definitely, when we would have birthday parties, like I remember one was at a bowling alley and someone pulled a prank and like, I don't remember what it was exactly, but like, I don't know, that's just the norm to me. And maybe that's why I don't care about my birthday.
Because it's been hijacked by another holiday.
Yeah.
Did your parents ever go like, you're adopted? You're like, oh.
No, but being the only redhead in my family, I thought that all year round.
Right.
So
but they never pulled a prank on you on your birthday.
No.
So here's what I'd like to do. Just I want to keep talking about this, but like, if you have a great idea, just know that you can give us an idea right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if we execute it, you'll be the only ones who know.
Yeah.
Because we'll just do it later or earlier. Or whatever. So if you have an incredible, like, what do you want us to do to all the idiots who don't listen right now? 303-222-5423.
Have you ever pranked your kids or anything?
That's the other thing. I haven't, but I don't think pranks are funny. There's just there's a style of person who likes pranks.
And there's the different types of pranks. Like the ones where you can get, it's like 1,000 mini ducks on Amazon. And people just hide them everywhere. What? And there's something about that one where I'm like, I like it.
So you want us to duck you?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'm just trying.
I want to hide the ducks.
Okay. I think. Let me do this. Do you like Dumb and Dumber?
Yes.
Then you're the type of person who would prank your kids.
Yeah, because I'm fun.
No,
and
you
funny.
Like the lowest brow humor there is possible. I like intellectual humor. I like smart things that are funny.
What if I like both?
You don't.
I'm just way smarter than you.
That's what I'm saying. So you brought in a list of these pranks for kids, and you don't like any of them.
No, put googly eyes on the food in the fridge. Like, is that a prank?
No, because your kids will love it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
Tell your kids they're adopted. Is that on there?
It's not. No.
Drive them to an orphanage. Why are my pranks cruel?
I don't like yours at all.
Yeah, like cover the TV remote sensor with a piece of tape. That's kind of good. We did it. It wasn't for April Fools, but in high school, back when the mouses, whatever for the computers, still had the balls in them.
Oh, you just took the balls out.
Take the ball out.
I definitely taped something to our boss's mouse.
You did?
Yeah. Just on a random day.
Your resignation letter? Or what?
All right. Well, no. If you've got a prank for us, we'll do it on April Fool's Day. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Are we divided on this or are we on the same page? I can't figure it out.
I feel like Hack and I are on the same
That's
page.
That's a shock.
Yeah. The right side.
This isn't like an AITA, but it's like a... Mm-hmm. It's a dilemma that we saw on Reddit. So it's basically a dude is married. He was a widower. Is that what we call it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. His wife, Sarah, passed away 5 years ago.
And since then, he's remarried and they are with child.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The child is a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he would like to name the child the name of his ex-wife.
Yes.
It's not a unique name. I would say if it's a unique name, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's so obvious that...
If it's unique, do it or don't do it?
Don't do it. If it's overly unique... Like, my mom's name is Darlene. Okay? That's so... How many Darlenes do you know?
Including your mom, too.
You do know another Darlene?
I do.
I've never met another Darlene ever, ever, never.
Yeah, like, no, I have not. No.
I can tell you right now, if the... I'm out here. I'm on the dating scene. If the most smoking hot fit every requirement in the world, right, height, right, just, you know, I just look at her and I'm like, oh my God. And it's like, hi, I'm Darlene. I'd be like, I am terribly sorry that we can never. There's just.
Really?
No. What?
Do you think it's because, are you saying it's because
it's a unique name? If my mom's name was Jennifer, I can definitely pounce on a Jennifer because there's so many Jennifers. I can't rule Jennifer out of my life. But I don't think I'm deleting too much of the dating pool by dumping Darlene. What's your mom's name?
Sue.
Ugh.
What was that for?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I think you're all right because it's pretty safe. Your generation, there's not a lot of
He's
Sues.
Also happily married.
I know, but I'm saying before, if you were in college and some chick comes up to you and is like, hey, I've seen you with that killer mustache. My name's Sue. You're going to be like, ugh. I'm going to take my chances. I'm going to pass.
No, I would not pass. Back in those days.
No. Okay.
All right. No, but I don't think I, other than my mom, I don't think I know anybody named Sue.
That's what I'm saying. I don't
know
any
it's
Sues.
A common name, but like Aaron said, it's also not a common name anymore. But yeah. I have friends who have married their sister the same name.
What?
Thank you for the clarification. Yeah.
I thought you were my one in Arkansas.
Someone with the same name. So now.
But, like, what's the name? Is it common? Is it like Jennifer, Michelle?
It's Katie.
Okay.
I think that's okay.
That's common.
That's what I'm saying.
But now his wife, since she took his name, has the exact same name as his sister.
Oh, yeah.
First and last name.
Right.
So his.
So it's like Katie Smith and Katie Smith. So unless his sister gets married.
That's kind of close, actually, too. It's like a pretty common last name. Oh. So they have the exact same name.
Yeah, that's not great.
It's a little...
It's hard if you don't think that through. I know we're supposed to be talking about naming a baby, but I also just want to say that one of my nephews, who doesn't live here anymore, so I think I can get away with this, definitely slept with a Darlene.
Really?
And it wasn't his grandma.
Thank you for the clarification.
I knew you were from Longmont,
but... Okay. So anyway, this guy wants to name their unborn child Sarah. And I think that's...
After
because it's not
wife.
A weird name. Like if it was, I'm just trying to think of another weird name. Something unique. Nevaeh. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like even though that has all this popularity or whatever, it's just Sarah's just kind of out there and it's like, okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and his wife passed away. So it's not like they split up and he's hanging on to, what are you hanging on to your ex for? It's like he was dealing with grief and loss. And I think it, I'm assuming unexpected loss and all that. So it's that changes it for me that there's it is a nice way to honor. Like, we're not fooling anybody, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm torn because my oldest nephew was named after my dad. My dad died. But at the time, my sister was alive and he was adopted. My nephew was. And so they agreed to name him Patrick.
Okay.
So there's something there where it's like honorable and...
But it's also your dad and not like your sister's first love.
Well, and that's the thing is like once this woman passed, it's like you're almost attaching her to this new person. Like do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Cause you're,
it's like no longer full honor, but it's like, let me try to get back that missing piece.
Cause your dad is always going to be attached to you.
Yeah.
But your ex-wife or your deceased wife, not they.
I think it's the same. It's not the same, but they are always going to be a part of your, like they, you didn't break up with them, right? You lost them.
For sure. And I think what they should do is make it a middle name. So you still have that honor. You still have that.
She offered that.
Oh.
He shot it down.
He shot it down.
It's like, what? It's got to be the first name.
See that there's just something that's kind of
it gets
off.
A little janky, right?
Yeah, because I like the middle name too. It's like
we're
not fooling anybody, right? You were previously married.
Yes,
you
and
lost.
I get that.
I'm sure
yeah.
you dealt with sadness. I'm sure there are days where you miss that other spouse, right? And this would be a nice way to honor her. So let's make it the middle
how
name.
How often do you say your kid's middle name? Only when you're mad.
I guess, yeah.
But it's still there.
Yeah, I'm not the one to ask.
You're not. Let's get AHAC on the phone. Yeah.
Do they have middle names?
It's less. Your kids have dope middle names, by the way.
Well, that's why we say them more, because they have.
Yeah, it's like siempre and corazón, right?
There you go, yeah.
Do you see how I put a little stank on them?
Yeah. You make fun of people who do that. So I
make
don't
fun
know.
Of newscasters who do that.
Okay.
Because it's just it's when newscasters, they only do it on Latin cities. They're just like, fighting broke out in Nicaragua, and you're like, okay. But they don't do it on like Mother Russia. They don't like
you're right. Yeah.
Or like Beijing. They don't like do other they oh. only do I stopped.
I know.
If Dangerous Santino can do it, why can't I do it? All right, so the question is, I guess we can take text on it, 303-222-5423. Yeah. Who's right and who's wrong, or should he just let it go? Your wife's dead, bro. And this is your new, like, are you disrespecting your current wife or your unborn child by forcing your dead wife's name on it?
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable with him forcing the first name. I agree, like, we can be on the same page and make it a middle name, and then for him to go, no, it's got to be first, well...
There's
nope.
just something off about that.
Yeah. Could he force, now this is a huge stretch, but could he force her middle name as the first name of the new kid? You know what I'm saying?
The wife's? The
dead wife, I know. But it's like, then it's like, I never called her this, but I just really want to honor her and I want it to be the upfront name. So if like your wife, if your dead wife was Sarah Ann,
I don't know.
Name your kid Ann, you're doing the flip-flip. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but this is also a kid with someone else and they should also have a say. Like, I don't know. I feel like he's just living in the past too much.
Yeah, I think like if you're having a child, one person doesn't get to pick the name ever.
Okay,
it's,
but let me just say this.
It's got to be an agreement.
Let me say this. When we were pregnant with Mia, we both liked the name Michaela. And she was on it. She's like, it's a feminine Michael, spelt like Michael with an A on the end. We were both on it. It was like, it was a done deal. And finally one day I was like, I have to tell her the truth. I'm like, I have slept with a Michaela a truck ton. Like I have done horrible things to a girl with Michaela spelled that way. And then she
in fact,
took
I should look her up.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Who in the room is a capitalist?
Me, I would say.
You are?
I think.
Are you a good person or a bad person?
Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
I don't know. I'm a good person.
You are?
Yeah.
Do you choose being a good person or a capitalist first?
I'm probably a good person because I'm not a great capitalist,
you're
I
out.
Would say.
Aaron, where are you at on this questionnaire?
I don't know because I don't know if I fully understand what a capitalist is.
Do you like money?
Yeah.
Okay. You're kind of a capitalist. Do you like, you want, okay, if there's an opportunity, if an opportunity presented itself for you to make money, would you take it?
Depends.
On what? If you're a capitalist, you just say yes.
No.
You don't have to kill anybody.
Okay, I was going to say murder for hire.
No, I mean, yes. Like, by the way, you would do that.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes.
I would. Okay.
Yeah, I would never charge for that.
Right. That's, Aaron just wants a podcast about her. No. She wants to be in jail going, this is mine. It's my episode.
No.
Yes, you do. All right. So here's the thing. There, that Aaron's going to understand a little bit of this. You're a Pokemon person, right?
A little, yeah.
There are Pokemon cards. Mm-hmm. Are back.
Yes.
Hard.
Oh, for cool. Sure.
Okay.
Probably still have some.
You do?
I used to be.
You might be able to get some coin out of them.
Ooh, I used to be real into it, yeah.
So there are limited releases that come out every once in a while, and in some weird way, Costco gets them.
Hmm.
So, like, if you're not a Costco member, I don't get paid by Costco, but, like, Costco's dope. Costco's amazing. I wanted to buy your children every, like, do you remember how many pictures I sent you yeah. at Christmas of the Costco aisle of, like, the middle of Costco just becomes Legos and Peppa Pig and like, it was Bluey was in
Bluey,
there.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
it's amazing.
Which, yeah, I've still never been because I don't have, it's like the gated community. I can't get in.
You
I don't
can
have
get
a,
it.
I don't
you
have
can
a
get
card.
It. You can get a free day membership.
Yeah, you just go in and walk around.
Yeah.
I will come to your Costco and walk you around because your Costco's the best Costco. Because
oh,
there's
it?
A Trader Joe's in the parking lot. Like, you kill two of the greatest shopping
nice.
Birds with one stone. Like, Trader Joe's, then Okay, so here's the thing. The Pokemon cards just came to Costco the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I got a heads up about it, and I got one. I don't have it with me. I don't have it with me.
Who? How'd you get a heads up?
I know people.
Okay.
Costco people?
I know Costco people.
Okay. Pokemon okay. people, Costco people.
The reason I even know about these cards is I have a very good friend whose son really wants these cards.
Okay.
It's like a 10-year-old or whatever. He's super into this thing. If you Google Costco Pokemon card, you will go down a delicious rabbit hole of people beating the living snot out of each other at Costco to get these cards.
Oh.
They are that highly sought after. It's like Black Friday on meth.
Do you know what Pokemon you have? What the cards were?
It's
what?
A 5-pack, and you can see 4 of them on the front.
You have it. Oh, okay.
They're like in mint in box, and then there's 5 like limited edition tins inside as well. So you don't know who your 5th card is, but you can see 4 of them, whatever. So anyway, I have one. And this buddy of mine, his kid loves this. So here we are. Do I good person this and give my friend this so he can be a hero dad? Or do I flip this bad boy for about 10 times what I paid for?
Well, that's what I'm trying to look at, the what they're going for.
Dude.
Yeah, I think
it's not cheap. I've seen people selling them for $500.
Are you talking about these?
That's the one. How
okay.
much?
They're trying to get $130 out of it.
That's considerably more than I paid.
No, this is you got to be a good. With a kid involved? With a kid involved?
Yeah.
Okay. They don't know. Does that help?
The kid doesn't know?
Nobody knows that I got it.
Oh, and even your friend doesn't know.
Correct.
So it's just on you to tell them,
correct.
Hey,
right
I
now,
came up on
I'm
this.
I'm sitting on it. And if I don't, I mean, granted, I'm talking about it right
which
now, but
friend?
He doesn't listen. It's a guy named Tim. Why'd you make me say that out loud? He's.
But if he ever finds out, is he? But also, yeah.
Option
it's
2.
Not-
Tim has a little bit of money.
Yeah, you could shake him down.
You know what I'm saying?
Does the kid have a birthday coming up?
Aaron, stop trying to take the nice angle. I like cash. I want to flip these Pokemon cards.
I just
In
don't
fact,
think it's worth
you
it.
You want to start the bidding on these Pokemon cards, 303-222-5423. Tell me how much you'll give me for them. Or am I just a complete jerk? Would you do the same thing?
No.
Okay.
I have not done the same thing. A similar thing happened to me where I buy shoes on the sneakers app.
Here we go.
Got them. I'm a 10 and a half. They sent me an 11. So they just sent me the wrong size. Call them. Hey, you sent me the wrong size. They go, yeah, we're sold out. Sorry. So I had to buy my correct size, 10.5, okay, off of StockX.
Okay.
I had this 11. We talked about it on the air. A listener reached out, said their son would love a size 11. I met him here in the radio station parking lot.
You could have, if you sold them at face value, you are a moron. You did it because they're a listener.
I sold it for face value. Yeah. Because it's like, what other chance? Like, this is a cool moment for this kid to get, oh, I actually got the pair.
But
and I didn't
did you
have to
pay face value on StockX?
No.
So.
No. But it was out of my control. Nike sent me the wrong size. So it's just, at that point, what am I going to do? It's out of my control. So I'll just help. I'll pay it forward. I'll help someone else.
No, this phrase is screw it forward.
You know?
No, it's
screw
not.
Screw forward. So I have another one just like that, like another situation. Somebody gave me a bottle of whiskey that's very nice. But I've realized now I could sell it for $2,000.
I don't like that because recently I asked you for a whiskey hookup. Haven't seen anything.
Let's start the bidding.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Oh boy. If you don't like T-Hack now, stick around.
Yep.
What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with this lady? What's her problem?
She gets flagged at the airport, bro.
Have you ever been flagged at the airport? Fault.
I don't think I've been. What does that mean? Flagged? Like pulled out of line? At the
There's just problems. For some reason, there is nothing random about the cavity check at DIA. Mm-hmm. It's just me. It's like I have some weird Post Malone face tattoo that I can't see, but like the Homeland Security can. Like they just every time I get there, like they have to do the swab thing on your hand, the bomb swab, and then I get the back of the hand pat on the biscuits and berries.
Really?
You've never had that?
No, it sounds nice.
It's not nice.
Oh.
Because some people are aggressive and they like come up under and they're like, pap, pap, pap.
He's like, what are you even looking for?
Can I do it to you right now?
Sure. Aaron. Am I dreaming? wake up.
It's not what you think. Oh. It's like they like whack. You were a sports guy. Did your friends ever do the whoosh,
oh yeah
the cup
yeah.
check?
Okay.
It's not.
They're not just bullying you at TSA,
they are.
I don't think.
There's something about me that they're like, puh, 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 puh. I don't know what they do to
I've
this
had
woman,
it before like, when my hair was longer and I had it tied up, they would squeeze my bun. They would check my bun. Mm-hmm.
Smart.
I'm like,
for women, they do like hands together, just like a thing.
Up in the...
Yeah. Just a graze, nothing crazy.
They don't do the, here's the church, here's like they're the learning. Snow, and then I open it up.
Here's like, all the people.
Yeah. You did that when you were young,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, yeah. Teach my kids all that.
Can we just shoot a video of us patting each other down later?
That's going to be on our OnlyFans.
No, we're putting that on the talk. Okay, no. So here's the problem. She's what?
She's 106.
Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Which, and? God love her, 106. That's awesome.
Yes. And Tiak thinks as a 106-year-old, she should be banned from traveling.
Not exactly.
You said.
That's not word for word what I said.
You have a problem with her traveling.
No, not at all. I have a problem with her being upset. Because every time she goes, she gets flagged in the system. Because apparently the system doesn't recognize people who are over 100. And so every time there's like an issue that they kind of talk, you're 106. Oh, and it's an issue. But eventually she gets on the plane and goes to see her grandkids. I think she travels like twice a year, mm-hmm. I think from Houston to Florida.
Okay.
So she's 106. She travels a couple times a year.
And she's just, all
there's
she's
a minor
asking,
inconvenience. And she's like leading this charge. Like, we got to revamp the systems. We got to let all.
Yes. So she can get there faster. She's 106.
Get there
she
faster.
So what she doesn't have to,
she's got on the limited plane. Time.
She's on the plane leaves when the plane's gonna leave.
I know, but she doesn't get to just like you walk through the airport and all they do is squeeze your bun a little bit. They give Aaron a little
the wrong bun.
The fingering of the steeple thing.
None of that happens.
No, but
to me.
Like the weird little
I
prayer
go through
hands.
Pre-check now, so.
Oh my god, I've sprung for pre-check. Mm. But it's like they do the prayer hands up her crotch.
Okay.
They do the backwards smack for me. Like, she's 106. Like, first off, does anybody think this woman's on the terror watch list?
No.
Then just let her through. At a certain point, there's certain people you just let through.
I agree. I don't think this is TSA. I think it's more like the gate agents, because they're like, your ID, like, our system can't recognize a 106-year-old traveler.
She doesn't need an ID. She is her own ID. At a certain point, don't you think that elderly people, you just let them just, come on. Just come on in. Mm-hmm. Eat free, drink free, just...
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
So then what's your problem?
My problem is that this lady's 106 and you're like so wrapped up in a minor inconvenience instead of just enjoying, like Aaron said, the limited time you have left. Just enjoy. You still get to see it. It's a weird thing. Congrats. You live to over 100. Any guesses on the percentage of people that live to over 100? I looked it up.
2.1. Point one.
3.4.
Hey, riveting radio. Okay. It can't be that big. There's like centenarians are rare, I feel like.
Really?
Super rare. Mm-hmm. When do you think do you know what the hardest thing in the world to do is to like try to never look Aaron in the eye when death is on the line? Because if you talk about death, it's like, ooh, somebody fell off the roof. She's like, dang, I wish it was me. Like she has the darkest, weirdest death wish thing going on. And I'm like, do you want to get to be 100?
No.
I know. I knew you were going to answer that. You have no desire?
No.
How old do you think you'll be?
Fingers crossed I make it to like 60, and then that's fine.
Okay. All right.
That's old enough.
All right. So, like, I'm going to go with my percentage. I'm going to stick with like half a percent.
Half a percent. Yeah. Okay.
Aaron? I originally said 3.4, but I feel that's like I should low it. Okay. Yeah. I'll say 1.2.
1.2.
Both wildly off. In the United States, approximately 0.03% live to be over 100. So congrats, you're in the club. You made it. Enjoy your time. Why are you getting so like bristly about just a minor inconvenience? It's an airport.
But she's been dealing with this for 6 years. Yeah. Every time she goes to the airport.
I want her to have what she wants.
Well, I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying I can see how that's annoying every single time you go to the airport. You have to deal with that.
All right. Here's all I want to say.
All the airports are minor inconveniences. The whole thing.
You don't get inconvenience at all. You got your bun touched. Aaron gets felt
the
up.
The wrong one. I'm saying.
Don't get felt up.
If you're over 100 and you want TX home address to come kick his butt, text in right now. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Some bad news coming out of the Hack House today, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
I'm trying hard to hide my...
Your joy.
I know. Slacker's going to be happy about this.
Oh, is this where you admit you're less of a man than you try to pretend to be?
No.
Okay, then.
None.
No. What happened? What happened, buddy? I'm sorry. I don't like it when you're in pain.
Well, I have my two chihuahuas, Beamer and Bentley.
Don't do this.
Oh,
and,
no.
Bentley had some eye issues for a while. Yeah. He had a cone and he had a cyst. What would they call it? I don't know. Something, yeah, they had to remove it. They had to go in and kind of scrape it, and he was on a cone for a while, but he's all healed. So that was good news.
Dude, okay.
I don't know what you're doing right now, but you're giving me a truck ton of anxiety. If there's something wrong with the dog, here's the thing. If you don't understand, like TX, great dad, great husband, great everything. He's the worst pet owner. He just doesn't have that gear.
Mm-mm.
And I think if something bad happened to your dogs, I think this is exactly how you would tell us.
just nonchalant.
Yes. Like you don't understand how much anxiety Aaron and I have right now.
Do I have to? They are alive.
Okay.
Did I say that?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel better.
Okay.
But you understand what I'm saying. Bad. He was just like, so anyway, he had like a lot of past tense.
Yeah.
It was like, he had assist. Mm. He did.
Yeah, he's better. He's off the cone.
You buried the lead is what I'm saying. It felt like you were going to just drop the bomb on us and go like, and I don't want to be weird, but you've even said this. They're from the same litter. They're brothers.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And
they are.
If you had to put one of those dogs down, the other one would die.
I think days. Yeah.
They have been together the entire time they've existed on planet Earth.
Yeah. They've never been apart. In fact, so it's a long, when my wife, we were just dating at the time, she got them. And she was supposed to get one dog, but then it's like, oh, but they're so cute too. And they convinced her dad, who loves cars, like, what if we name them Beamer and Bentley? And we'll get two. And then they're like, okay, you can get two. And then only to find out there was a sister, a third dog, that the owner was like, yeah, we'll keep it. And then they just like sold it. They just got rid of it. And it's like, we would have taken the third one.
Would have taken three?
She would have. Yeah. So I would have had three chihuahuas in my life. So two is enough, but it kind of breaks my heart a little bit to know that sister is just out there.
Yeah.
Just doesn't know where her idiot brothers are.
Like Mustang, something stupid.
Sally.
Oh yeah, could be Sally.
I don't know. So Bentley is all healed from his eye thing.
Yeah.
But much like you just said, when something happens to one, something's got to happen to the other. So now Beamer
is Beamer the fat one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the larger one.
Okay, sorry.
And they do everything together. That's what I don't understand, how this one is so much larger than the other one. But he has started to not put any weight on one of his back legs.
Oh, but
he's doing the weird. And then I take him out in the backyard and let him back in, and he just stops at the stairs. So now
I have to pick him up
and carry him. So we took him to the vet. They took a look. They think he tore his ACL. And they said,
dogs have ACLs.
Oh yeah,
they do.
Yeah, and
where's their knee? It goes the wrong way. Right?
To repair.
It's expensive, but the doctor said, really, an injury like this only happens when your dog loses confidence, and
oh my gosh.
The vet said the only real reason we can think of that this dog lost its confidence is because clearly he's been listening to Slacker body shame him, weight shame him.
Yeah. Dude, that is not fun, true.
Make fun of his weight.
Yeah.
And now, poor Bieber.
He's lost his confidence.
So you're putting this on me?
He's going to have to rehab.
Bieber. I'm kidding about the fat thing.
You look great. Now.
We're going to get you a little doggy Ozempic.
No.
And you'll be back out there before you know it.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We have been trying for days to get through this list.
I'm too angry.
Did I hijack it? I made it bad. Was I the one who screwed it up?
It's a team effort.
No, but so we're trying. We were talking about how millennials and Zs go like, okay, boomer. But now we're discovering that the millennials are turning into the boomers already.
We are.
Yeah.
The transition is happening sooner than you thought.
Yeah, a lot sooner. Yeah, because it's like I'm reaching the age where it's like, yeah, we played our music loud, but not this loud. You know, like, yeah, we had funny fashion, but not like this. You know?
Oh my god!
Hold on. On that note, how do you feel? Because all of that Y2K kind of stuff is back, and there's loser core, which is what we wore in like.
Is it a loser core, like the baggy shirt?
The baggy jeans, the oversized,
kind of a dad jean though, a little high waisted, and like
yeah.
Yeah, that's
so. How do you feel that is back now? You've already made like a whole rotation.
Yeah, I think I'm more in style than I intend to be because I'm. That's kind
of because you never changed.
Kind of, yeah. Or huh. I went back to it. Maybe, yeah. I like it.
Can I ask you guys a radio related question?
Yeah, of course.
Because I remember, like, this is when like your generation starts to feel old. I remember driving down the road one day and hearing Van Halen. On the classic rock station. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Van Halen is now music.
Oh, wow.
That happened to me like last week.
It did?
Yeah.
Who was it?
The Offspring.
Oh, no.
Offspring is classic rock?
I guess.
What?
No, it's not.
I know.
Pretty Fly is like on... Shut your mouth. It's on the mountain?
I literally listen to the Offspring every single day. Them, Sum 41. Like, I am very into...
Shut.
And it hurt my heart.
Because you're like, who am I? As far as open
now
yet?
I have to scroll on the year thing to get to my birth year. It's brutal.
I don't even want to talk to you about the scroll for your birth year.
It's only like down one, but still.
I want to say this about the scrolling for your birth year. That's something that grinds my gears.
Like, why?
Okay. What when you're doing the thing and you put in your birth date and you got to get to your birth year, they should take the average life expectancy of a person, 80 years, and it should start there and go up. Because why would you make the old person go scroll the farthest?
True.
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like go have it be 100.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have it as like 2023, and it's like no 1 year old is on your site.
I know, yes. And if they are, that's not good.
Like the first date should be 1950 something, 1940 something. I don't know.
There's people from the 30s alive.
They're not signing up for OnlyFans.
People are stealing their information and doing it for them.
I'm just saying.
What about the hackers?
The scrolling should be done by you, not by me.
I actually, that makes sense because then you go either way.
Yes.
You can scroll up or scroll down.
Yes, it's like, but how
to
start in a place where it's like, I only have to go zip, zip on the little middle button of my mouse. Zip, zip.
Helps with your arthritis.
Okay. Well, we ran out of time again to get to this list. I think the scrolling was one of the things, wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
I think it was.
That's annoying. Yeah, it is annoying.
Mm-hmm. So do any of these things resonate with the millennial in the room?
Absolutely. The new car headlights are way too bright. Way too bright. Turn it down. Relax.
They're not bright. It's just a new technology.
That is too bright.
That's too bright.
It's not too bright. It's just LED. So it's better for us.
But then, like, tone it down. Tone it back a little bit.
It's better for you while you're driving, but guess what? You blinded me, so I'm going to crash
into
you now.
Just don't look directly at it.
Just close your eyes while you're driving.
No, just don't look straight at the headlight. Look at the road in front of you. If the car is directly in front of you.
It doesn't even matter if you're off to the side. Still so bright.
You know this is about T-Hack, right?
Okay, boomer.
I'm not a boomer! This is exactly how we got hijacked the last time. Let me explain quantum mechanics to you. Okay, so I'm just saying, okay.
You like the new technology.
I do, because when I'm driving down the road, especially like, I mean, the technology is great, but like even in my ex-wife's car where it like does the follow, like if you start to turn, you have a car like that?
No.
Oh.
No. I don't
know. Like, no,
I've
broke.
Heard of it though. Yeah, yeah.
Like the Jaguar that she had, like when you start to turn left, your headlights kind of go a little farther left.
So it's like illuminating
like the thing. And that's cool. Also like go to bright if there's no car in front of you.
Yeah, I've rented a car that's done that. It turns the brights on and then it'll automatically turn them off if it senses another. Awesome. I hate it. No. Let me do it. My car does the same thing. Like I never want the heat on in my car. I'm always hot. I want the air. And my car just turns it off. I'll turn the air on and it's just like, yeah, that's enough. You're cool enough. It's like, you're a car. Don't tell me how to live.
That's a real thing.
Yes, I cannot get it to stop. I don't know. I can't get it to stop. Or like I'll put the dehumidifier thing on and it just will turn it off. It's like, yeah, we're good.
You don't have a dehumidifier.
Whatever the
in your
thing
car.
That's on the like the windshield, you know? When it's frosted over. What's that called?
No. Oh,
don't tell him. Nobody tell him.
I'm never going to get it.
You don't know what that's called?
The dehumidifier. The thing with the three squiggly lines.
You are 100 years old. Why are you so old?
I don't know.
What?
Yeah, I turn that on. What is it?
Why do you
tell me what it's
on?
Called?
You turn that on for what?
Just when it's frosted over. But I just like it because...
When it's what?
Frosted over? What?
Oh, okay.
The condensation... Don't get all science-y on me. You know, you're acting like my car. Don't tell me how to live.
You're cool enough.
Okay.
You still don't know what it's called?
No, I don't.
I've stopped you twice and given you the name. When your car is
frosty. Oh, the defroster.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, we would continue this.
All right. Change the name.
Golden Corral just started their lunch special. So dinner special.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Calm down.
What?
Aaron's like literally yelling before as the song is going to fade. We're talking about how like it usually takes a long time for people to get curmudgeonly.
Yes.
Like I don't feel like I'm there yet. Like I don't want to leave the house. It's so hard. Like one of the things on this list is like grocery stores are hard.
Kind of.
Too much work.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
am I the youngest person in this room?
No. I'm not agreeing. I'm saying that's what that said. I don't think they're a problem at all.
You just said, you think they're too hard.
Yeah, they are. They don't have bags anymore. They funnel to the self-checkout, and then you've got your own style, and then I like to leave the things in the cart and scan it, and then it's locked down.
Only kleptos
shut the doors. We got this guy here with eight things in his cart. He might be getting out of here.
So it's basically the millennials are leapfrogging the X.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that's what this is about. Like, you guys are becoming curmudgeonly at such an alarming rate.
But can you blame us?
Yes.
Have you ever heard in life say, you know who are great? Those millennials. They're great.
Like no.
We've been hated on from the beginning of time.
But this is your chance to not
reason,
be hated
so it's
on.
Like, you know what? Let's
just
embrace it. We're
be
old.
Young.
People hate us. We're going to hate
young.
Them back.
Why are you acting old?
Because I feel old. I've felt... the hatred for years and years.
It's just ground
and,
you down.
And I'm tired of carrying these participation trophies around. It wears on you.
Okay, so there's a whole list of things. The only ones we've really talked about are like having to scroll for your birth date. The new car headlights are too bright.
Yes, they
are. TX mad about everything in his car, like his dehumidifier in his car.
Yeah, taking over.
Okay. Aaron, because you're curmudgeonly, there was one on the list that you wanted to get to?
Well, I am disagreeing with this one. They say that restaurants should offer an actual menu, not a QR code.
I agree. I completely
agree.
Absolutely
not. QR codes are the way to go.
I hate the QR code.
Why?
Because I want to look at a physical menu.
Yeah.
No, but now you can control your own brightness, so you don't have to turn on your flashlight to read the menu. And I actually just went to, it's called the Hampton Social. They had a QR code for checkout. So you can actually just like pay. You pick what you got and pay that way, so you don't have to hand your card.
Really?
To the, so nice.
I hate that. Oh, it feels like I'm lovely. Stealing. Then I just walk out. Like,
you're the guy who just wants to drop everything in your cart at the self-checkout?
Yeah.
Okay, no.
I want a physical menu. You're a restaurant. You have two jobs. Give me food. Give me a nice, easy way to order said food. And you're only doing half of what this agreement is. You're making me do the... And QR codes, I think, it's like a weird technology. I think whenever a commercial's like, scan this QR code, it's like, I can't get my phone... I'm young and I can't do it in time.
God, he's old as hell. I will say this. I agree with you, but not for the reasons. Like,
why
for
not?
Me...
QR, the thing always moves and you got... Maybe I'm too shaky, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't had my Metamucil. I don't know what's going on.
I've never seen a moving QR code.
When you scan, when you open your camera, the thing like moves around and then you're like, you have to chase it and catch it.
It's not Pokemon. What are you talking about?
Yes, it is.
You're not throwing the little ball out.
And
to
you
catch
should be
it.
Good at that anyways.
Yes. Are you serious?
Yes. Maybe I'm doing it wrong. Don't you just open your camera and you put it on the thing and it pops
automatically,
up a little
The yellow thing is there and you're like,
the
bop.
URL. Yeah. Yes. You just click it.
Immediately. Mm. It surrounds it in a yellow box and then the URL is in yellow underneath it. I do it all the time. Like I'll park over where you used to live by the beer garden by Los Chingones and stuff. You have to check in on a QR code. I literally don't even slow down now. I'm like, I'm walking by, I'm like, bop! Like, check in for 3 hours, go, license plate, blah, blah, blah. Just done.
Okay, I need a class or something on the QR codes.
Here's the reason I don't like the QR codes. Boomer, I'm trying to be more present when I'm with people.
Oh.
And you're making me get my phone out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so so now that my phone's out, I might as well check the gram. I might as well play a couple rounds. But you just do because your phone's out. Yeah, yes, you do.
The menu used to...
You see an email pop up. You see a notification.
Mm-hmm. Boundaries.
Yeah, it used to be more of a joint experience with everyone at the table. You're looking at the menu. You're all looking together.
And you're all looking together on each phone.
No, it's not the same.
Because
then you snuggle up next to the person you're with and go, well, do you want to share the... And then you point at the, like, whatever.
Well, no, I don't want to share my food anyways. So
let's order the crab cakes together.
No.
Yeah,
I'm just, but I am.
Who's the cranky one now?
The thing that I am adjacent to that I hate, I am definitely of the, I gotta have my flashlight at certain restaurants now.
Mm, yeah.
Shut up. I've seen young people do it too. Some restaurants, it's just so dark and they pack the menu with too much crap on it.
Yep.
And it's like an
it's
eye
too
test.
Loud too. It's too loud.
You guys enjoy your buffet at Golden Corral.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story. It's really more of a warning. Mm-hmm. If you're good at making animal sounds, prepare to get attacked.
Okay. I also have a warning.
Okay.
If you're going to commit a robbery, you need a getaway guy.
A getaway guy,
yeah.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of England.
Oh, pop up to the Queen!
Hello!
Hello,
Governor!
Governor!
Do you guys know that there's like really fancy...
Right, I will talk about... He can do his over there, and I shall be more sophisticated on this side.
There was a robber.
Oh, a robber.
He broke into a pub.
Oh, he broke in, did he?
He took the cash registers.
Oh, good quote.
Pounds and shillings and such.
Shillings and whatnot.
He took TVs, the tellies. He put them all outside.
Right.
He went back in to get more.
Right. Back inside.
My neck hurts from the whiplash.
Okay, so he's back
inside. He stole all his stuff. It's out. Sorry, right?
Right.
He went back in.
Good lord.
Two other burglars came by.
Shut up.
They saw the stuff outside.
Two other burglars.
Yes. And they said, hey.
What do these guys sound like?
They said, hello, telly.
Hello. Free stuff on the porch.
Yeah. So they took the tellies and the cash.
Right.
The original burglar came back out and said, oi. Where's me tellies?
They're not your tellies, you know.
Well, Not anymore.
Right.
They're gone.
So you got to have a watchman, not a getaway guy, a watchman.
Just somebody on your team.
Right, other people on your team. Got
to help you out.
Well, we've run out of time. I don't have time to do my story. My story is out of Florida!
All right.
So there's a man named Randy who's in his garage.
Mm.
That's just what you say down there in Florida. Yeah. In a garage.
A garage.
He's in his garage drinking some beers. Thought for sure he heard some coyotes outside.
Oh. Yeah.
So he opened up the garage door and he started making coyote sounds.
Yeah.
Everyone make a coyote sound real quick. There you go. Started making coyote sounds. Turns out there wasn't coyotes out there, but there was armadillos.
Huh.
And the armadillos didn't like the coyote town, so they attacked him.
Oh, no.
Now, I don't have the actual sound of armadillos attacking.
Wow.
I just picture them, like, getting into a ball and just, like, rolling.
Like, yeah. Like Sonic when he's all mad.
Yeah.
I don't know where this accent came from. This is two stories ago.
So, the armadillos are bilingual. They know what this is like.
Yes, yeah, so they beat the crap out of him. Oh, it is caught on a surveillance camera. The video shows him being...
Oh, gosh.
Taken by surprise.
Feisty buggers.
By the armadillos. All right, well, we're going to go now. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.